Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Do we need more cities across the country? Because the Drogheda Campaign Group have launched a new film today to showcase why they believe Drogheda should be made a city. Anthony Murphy is from the Drogheda City Status Group. Tell me why Drogheda should become a city, Anthony.
Drogheda is a city. We've passed 50,000 population in the urban area of Drogheda this year, well ahead of official predictions, which say we'll reach that by 2031. We've had Dara O'Brien, the housing minister, came down last year and told us he would appoint a city manager for Drogheda. We've had the Taoiseach acknowledge that Drogheda is a city in all but name. So it's not that it should be a city. It is a city, except for it's not recognised as such.
Well, it doesn't have the title yet, but you say all
not
the...
Not yet. But the people of Drogheda are well aware of the incredible growth of the the town, which is now a city. We've seen 26% growth. We've added 6,000 new residents since the last census in 2022. Mm. That rate of growth is going to continue because there's massive areas being opened up for housing in Drogheda. The problem we have is that we're not getting anything else. We're not getting proper infrastructural development. We're not getting investment in education, employment opportunities, you know, sustainability, etc., etc. There's a long list of things that are wrong with Drogheda, including a very, very substantial problem with dereliction. So we're looking for the government to pay heed, announce us as a city, and give us some autonomy and some money so that we can put these problems right.
For the average person living in Drogheda, what odds would it make to them, Anthony, if Drogheda gets the official title of Drogheda the city?
Okay, well, fairly quickly, immediately, what I can tell you is that a lot of people who live in Drogheda can't get third level education here, and most of them work elsewhere. So one of the benefits would be an opportunity to be educated and to work locally and not have to get onto the M1 car park at 6:30 in the morning with thousands of others, not have to get on the overcrowded train system from Drogheda to Dublin, or not have to catch a bus to feed into the same overclogged motorway network. I mean, surely that straight away would be a brilliant incentive to not just to live in Drogheda, but to actually live here, not to just sleep here overnight.
Nearly like a B&B, the way you describe it there, Anthony. But you think that if Drogheda was to have the title as the city of Drogheda, in turn that would mean there'd be a third level institute or third level education status?
Well, we're looking for more than a title. We're looking for more than a title. What we want is Drogheda to have its own administration. We lost our borough council as part of the local authority reforms over a decade ago.
Well, every town did.
Well, no, they didn't.
And the town councils were abolished.
Well, fair enough. But, I mean, Drogheda has a special case. As I said already, and what our film being launched this evening demonstrates evidentially and conclusively, is that it is the fastest growing urban area in Ireland. So that can't be ignored. If we get our own administration with a city manager and some sort of a task force, some sort of a substantial budget of investment, we can help to stay off the problems that are going to come down the line that have come historically in other areas where you've just built massive amounts of houses and apartments and no facilities. Mm. We're going to have problems down the line.
Would it make any odds if you were to have a mayor of Drogheda in the same way as John Moran was elected in Limerick last year?
It might do. I mean, Drogheda does have a mayor, but a mayor in name only, it doesn't come with any power. That's the problem. We've been governed for many years remotely from Louth County Council based in Dundalk and Meath County Council based in Navan, where Drogheda straddles the border between counties Louth and Meath. We feel that we haven't had the investment. We feel that we are absolutely without question Ireland's newest city. That based on population figures alone, but give us an opportunity to determine our own future.
All right.
Develop in a proper manner.
Let me bring Tony in. Tony, you're a resident in Drogheda as well. Would you like to live in the city of Drogheda?
Oh yeah, Andrea. Well, I just want to give you a bit of my background. I have a business on the main street in Drogheda since 1990, so it's a lot of years.
Mm.
When I moved to Drogheda first, the main street in Drogheda was bustling. There was great activity. It was like a main street of a good town. And that's when the population was less than half it is now. And in the last 30-odd years, between building all these retail parks outside the town, there's no inward investment. If you walk down West Street now, it's a disgrace. And to be honest, I'm not trying to blame anybody, but Drogheda does fall somewhere in between Meath County Council, Louth County Council, but nobody seems to take responsibility for it. So I think for a Drogheda point of view, I think the Drogheda citizens would like someone to speak and act for them, which maybe I'm wrong, people can argue with me, but I do feel, we all feel a bit neglected in Drogheda.
Right. And having, Anthony made the case for why he feels, having the city status, what it would do in terms of benefiting the ordinary, regular residents of Drogheda. Do you feel it would it make much odds? Like, is it just more civil servants?
No, if you walk into Narrow West Street now, a lot of the buildings are derelict. And there needs to be a thought and money invested in Drogheda. And I just think the way it's set up, if we were a city and we had people in there responsible for the city, looking after the city, I think there would be more of a case that they would try and do something with it. Well, I think we are forgotten to a certain extent. And the size of it's very important. It is very big. It's growing very fast. But it needs investment and it needs it now.
Yeah, and I suppose you do have an awful lot of people, Tony, as well, like an influx that would have moved out of people not necessarily from the Drogheda area, but that would have actually moved there and bought houses. And like Anthony mentioned, you're probably commuting every single day up and down to Dublin. So do you feel it would help build that kind of sense of community around the area?
Absolutely. I mean, Drogheda has lost its soul. And for a town or a city to have its soul, it has to have facilities inside it, not outside us. And us being so close to Dublin, which we are, and Dublin's great, and it's great to have that community, community facility, and they're improving the train service. But we want stuff. We want our town or our city to be able to stand on its own, to be proud of what it is.
What's the appetite for this, Anthony?
Oh, I'd say it's huge. I mean, there's an awful lot of, especially people who live in Drogheda all their lives, they don't even go downtown anymore. I mean, Drogheda needs a good kick. You know what I mean? And we don't want all of these. We don't want to have a town with 40,000 people living in the town that just sleep here, like I was saying earlier. We want to have a town. We want to have a community. We want to have a town centre. We want to have nightlife, restaurants. We want all of that.
Let me bring Martin in for a moment. Martin, you're in Kilkenny. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're in Kilkenny. So, I mean, you've heard about this obviously previously in the campaign around building the city status. Is it worth having?
Well, I'm not so sure, but at the end of the day, I was just heralded this morning in Kilkenny. There's a big new housing estate after being built, and they can't get an ESB connection.
Yeah, so there's still problems no matter how much housing
I was in the village of Kells for the last number of years. There was a house built out there during the boom, and the sewage system was upgraded, but it's still not right. So there's tractors and tankers going out there every day, empty the storage tank and drawn it all the way back into Kilkenny City and put it into 3%.
So the fact that Kilkenny is a city, has it made much difference for local
huge.
Residents?
So the amount of buildings going on in Kilkenny is huge, 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 huge. The only one thing is, officially they didn't finish the ring road when they started.
Mm.
Kilkenny now is a car park like Dublin in the morning from 8 o'clock to 9:30. It's shocking. And the evening time, 5 o'clock, you can't move even on the ring road in Kilkenny. They have a total ruined the place. TAI came down there about 2 years ago, and they went in on part of the ring road, and they changed the layout of the road. They put it back to one lane coming off the roundabout, and it's caused mayhem. And there was no consultation, because I spoke to people in the county council. There was no consultation with local Kilkenny County Council before they even started the work.
Okay.
So it needs to be reined in.
Right, okay, all right. So, and aside from that, though, do you see much benefit to having the city status in Kilkenny?
Yes, there's huge investment in Kilkenny. All around, yes. It makes a big difference.
So it will make a difference, Anthony, when you listen to Martin talking about the city of Kilkenny. When do you think you're likely to know whether or not Drogheda will officially get this title?
Well, as I said, we were promised it last year. It has been acknowledged at the highest levels of government that Drogheda is a city. We're just looking for that investment that, you know, that man in Kilkenny is talking about. We're looking for the sort of stuff that happened to transform Limerick, the sort of stuff that's happening in Waterford. Give us a chance to determine our own future. Give people an opportunity to live in a vibrant city. We have lots of facilities in terms of heritage, access to beaches, etc., etc. But you are definitely looking at a scenario. We're going to create problems without that investment if you just load the place with houses and don't do anything else. Mm. So that's the sort of stuff we need.
Okay, all right. Anthony Murphy from the Drogheda City Status Group, Tony in Drogheda as well, and Martin's a resident in Kilkenny. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.